Masechet Tainis, Perek Gimel Mishnah Dalet. V'chein ir sheyesh ba dever umapolos. The same is true if you have a town that has a plague, or the walls and houses are falling down because of an earthquake. Oisa ha'ir mis'ane umasres. That town that has a plague or an earthquake should fast taniyas chamurais and blow the shofar. V'chol sivoisel mis'aneis v'lo masreis. The surrounding area must fast without blowing the shofar, as they too have to be mishtatev in the tsar of that town. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Masriyos v'lo mesanos. Rabbi Akiva said the surrounding area blew the shofar without fasting. Ezeo dever, what's considered a plague? Ir hamaitzia hamesh meos raglin, a town that has a population of 500 people. V'yatsu mimena shloisha mesim v'shloisha yamim. And three people died in that city on three consecutive days, one person on each day. That's considered a plague. Pachos mikan ain't the devil, but less than that is not considered a plague. And even if three people died, but it was not on three consecutive days, they died within a span of 1 or 2 days, that's also not considered a plague, just a chance occurrence. Masechet Tainis, Perek Gimel Mishnah Hei, Al Elu Masriyin B'chol Makom. On the following, the din is to fast and blow the shofar everywhere, not just in the surrounding area, but in the home office. Al Ashidafon, on strong winds that are ruining the tefua. Va'al Heyirakom, on crops that have become diseased. Al Arbab, Al Hasil, on different types of locusts that are ruining the crops. Va'al Hachayara, wild animals that have appeared in inhabited areas, the al-hachereb, on contingent of troops that are passing from place to place, masriyin aleha mipnei shehimakas mahalechas. The din is to fast and blow the shofar in the home office, because this is a passing calamity, it can move from place to place.